This is
For a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Islam is a set of beliefs, practices, and codes of conduct. It's not about beliefs and principles only. There are certain codes of proper conduct in Islam which we call morality. And morality in Islam encompasses the concept of righteousness, good character, and it encompasses the body of moral qualities and virtues prescribed in Islamic religious texts, prescribed by Allah in the Quran and prescribed by the Holy Prophet in his Sunnah. So the Sunnah is documented in our books, like for example Al-Kafi, Man La Yahdhuruhu Al-Faqih, and Tahdhib and Istibsar. These are some of the important books that we have. So the Ahadith are available in the religious texts. And the Quran is the most important source, and it's a source in which you can find teachings about religious beliefs, about principles, usul, and about practices as well. So the religious conception is that mankind will, of course, behave morally and treat each other in the best possible manner to please God. Morality is an important segment, an important part of the religious teachings. If we all together apply moral teachings, the outcome is a better life that we all shall have. So a better life is attainable, it is achievable through putting into practice what Islam and our aql say. And obviously we should be thankful to Allah for gifting us the faculty of reason, the power of intellect, so that we may make conscious and volitional efforts. Our actions are not driven by instincts like animals, like ants, like beasts. Our actions are volitional. Our actions are characterized by free will, and we are free agents. That's why morality has a meaning. It is relevant. And when it comes to teachings on morality and moral conduct, of course, they constitute a major part of the Islamic literature. Let's have a break, and I'll be back to you in a few seconds. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. The Quran and Hadith, and these are the central religious texts of Islam, of course, serve as the primary source for these teachings. You know, both the Quran and the Sunnah, or the Hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Of course, these two sources instruct Muslims to adopt morally upright character, to be good to others, to reach out to those who need you, and of course, to be kind and compassionate. Now, showing kindness to people and charity to the poor and to the helpless are the most emphasized moral virtues in the Quran. Helping people in their time of need, forgiving others offenses, respecting parents and elders, fulfilling promises, being kind to people and to animals, being, patient in adversities, in hardships and difficulties, maintaining justice, being honest, and controlling one's anger and swallowing one's anger, of course, are some of the most important virtues in the Islamic concept of morality. So the Quran being one of the most important sources says about reaching out to other people and helping or giving charity. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمِمَّا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ آلِ عِمْرَان, verse 92. Now, this ayat of the Holy Quran presupposes the existence of poor and indigent people in society. There are people out there who we may know and whom we may not know, but they are there somewhere in our neighborhood. We need to reach out to them. First of all, we need to identify those poor people. Of course, we shouldn't help professional beggars. Of course, professional beggars are there everywhere. Helping professional beggars is kind of promoting beggary. It's kind of promoting, you know, laziness among people. So first of all, if we are going to help the poor and reach out to the needy people, we must understand that there are really, really poor people around us, you know. So infaq is one of the features, one of the attributes of mu'mineen. And those who do infaq, of course, they attain high rewards. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا. None of you believers will attain true piety. None of you will attain righteousness unless you give out of what you cherish, what you like, you know, مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Because you like money, you like wealth, you like your cars, you like your property, and you like whatever. So things that you like, you should give it to the needy. Okay, there are something in your house you do not need, you do not like, you want to throw them away. If you give them in charity, that doesn't give you, that doesn't, you know, earn you any reward. Maybe if it does earn you any reward, the reward will be meager. It is not as much as when you give charity, when you give out of what you actually like. حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. So it's important that you give charity out of what you like, okay? So the Quran says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And whatever you give, of course, God knows about it. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. There is no doubt about it, that God knows what is in your heart and what you do. Dear brothers and sisters, infaq or giving charity or spending out in the way of Allah is one of the basic terms of Quran which is used in the Quran almost 60 times according to the exegetes. You know, they have said that this word, root word of infaq, has been used throughout the Quran as many as 60 times. So, infaq is basically pious spending in the way of Allah, to help other people, to help the needy, and to help create a proper environment, to create a better life, and to create ultimately a society in which everyone lives a life of tranquility and happiness and prosperity. That's the most important objective, you know. It has a significance. It is so important in Islam and also in the Islamic economic principles, because the distribution of wealth and the elimination of poverty are very important to prosperity and very instrumental in creating prosperity, in bringing about prosperity in the Islamic society. So the concept of infaq is something that we need to further explore and further understand. Inshallah, we will discuss this concept in the following episode. We will further talk about it. And until then, Allah's blessing be with you, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows.